You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at Thomas Pocklington Trust as part of the Intern Day taking place at the TPT Hub. And joining me now is one of the interns, Yemi. Yemi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So can I ask you a bit about your sight condition, what your sight level is?
I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when I was 18 years old, so that's back in 2008. And it was stable for a while, but when I had children in the last 3 years, my eyesight deteriorated. I still have vision. I see people, but I can't make out their facial expressions. For example, some days are better than others, so I experience fluctuations, and I also see thousands of tiny flashing lights, and that interferes with the clarity of what I see.
So before you kind of came onto this internship program, what sort of things were you doing?
I am a qualified secondary school English teacher, and I started off as a learning support assistant in 2010 before training in 2012 to become a teacher. And then since then, I became a pastoral manager, curriculum leader, and inclusion lead, and mentor teachers. And that was up until this year. My last contract ended in August.
You are doing an internship as part of this program. What internship have you applied for?
Initially, it was the employment website administrator internship with Blind Ambition. However, following the interview, Seema Flower, who is the director of the company, told me that she thought I'd be best placed as an employer relationships manager and business development lead. So I'll be focused on building relationships with numerous employers in order to attract their business, their jobs onto our recruitment website and really empower visually impaired people to find those jobs.
For your initial application to, you know, work with Blind Ambition, what kind of inspired you to take this particular or apply for this particular internship?
It was more the company's ethos than the role itself. I really loved the problem that Seema and Andrew were trying to solve, and that was really tackling that 75% of visually impaired people aren't in employment, and they're highly skilled, they have experience, they have expertise. And I really find that more problematic today because there's the wealth of knowledge out there, there's assistive technology. I think with the right training, the motivation, visually impaired people are the future leaders, as has been mentioned during the course of this day. And I really like that. I love the fact that she lives it. She trains people from various organisations to support visually impaired and partially sighted people, as well as other people with other disabilities. So I really love that about the company.
And what are you hoping to learn and gain out of this internship opportunity?
So I'm hoping to learn, one, from other people in the internship, people having different experiences and training, and understand how they navigate through life, and also to learn from the wonderful people here at Thomas Pocklington Trust, how they bring their wealth of knowledge together to help us in various areas of life, working with assistive technology, applying for jobs, being more employable, developing your confidence in certain areas. And I also hope to, you know, as I'm making a turn into a different industry from education, I'm still educating in a way, but from being a teacher into a totally new industry for me, I am ready to be a sponge and absorb as much as possible about building a business, building a recruitment site, developing communication skills, management skills, working independently, working with a brand new team. So I'm here to learn, I'm here to share, I'm here to add value and also value the contributions of other people.
And when it comes to kind of after the internship, once it ends, you know, what are you hoping to do after?
Hopefully I can stay with Blind Ambition, because I have this goal that Blind Ambition will be the number one recruitment site for visually impaired and partially sighted people, and that they will be internationally known, and that companies can even become a Blind Ambition accredited or approved company that really champions visually impaired employees and workers. And also, I'd love to actually extend this to young people, because I do have a passion for working with young people, and I've seen how those with special educational needs and disabilities are often overlooked, underserved, and limited in terms of their career opportunities. So I'd love to serve that market, because eventually they're coming into this employment market, and I want to really encourage them to think beyond convention, and instead of just trying to exist, I want them to strive for excellence.
Fantastic. Yemi, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.